Philippians chapter 3. Well, today is indeed Super Bowl Sunday. Who's playing in the game today? Come on. 49 and who? Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. How many wish it was the Seahawks? I heard that. You know, we did this a couple of years ago, but there's an updated fun series of facts about Super Bowl Sunday. How many understand? There's a lot of food consumed on Super Bowl Sunday. 8 million pounds of guacamole is consumed on Super Bowl Sunday. 8 million pounds. 14,500 tons of chips are eaten with that guacamole. Of the top 10 most watched television American programs of all time, 9 of them are Super Bowls. The Super Bowl is measured in Roman numerals. How many know why? Because the football season runs over 2 calendar years. And so they do it in Roman numerals. I don't know why that's a must, but that's the way they developed it. Over 700,000 footballs are produced annually for official NFL use. 72 of them are used for the Super Bowl. It's the second most watched sporting event in the world. How many know what the most watched sporting event is?
Kentucky Derby?
No. The World Soccer Game is the most watched television program in the world. 1 30-second commercial on today's game is how much? How many have heard?
3 million.
How much?
3 million.
4 million. $4 million. Okay, a little more on food. 1.23 billion chicken wings are consumed. That's more than 100 million pounds. 11.2 million pounds of potato chips are eaten. And when I'm done with them, there'll be a few left over. 11.2 million pounds of potato chips. And that totals 27 billion calories. 1.8 billion grams of fat. We don't want to think about that, do we? 3.8 million pounds of popcorn are consumed. The average American fan of today's game will consume 1,200 calories and 50 grams of fat just from the snacks during the game. 51.7 million cases of beer are drunk. 47 million pounds of pretzels. 2.5 million pounds of salty nuts, peanuts, cashews, pistachios. 8.2 million pounds of tortilla chips. It's the second highest food consumption day of the year in the United States after Thanksgiving. But how many understand that topping all the lists of food consumed on Super Bowl Sunday are veggies from the veggie plate? Give yourself a pat on the back. Balances out everything else. And guess what purchase takes a huge rise the day after the Super Bowl? Antacids. Take a 20% rise in purchases on the day after the Super Bowl. Okay, Super Bowl Sunday is not your typical day to set aside for fasting. All right. How many are followers pretty well of the Super Bowl? A little bit of trivia here. Which team has played in 4 Super Bowls but has never led at any point during the game? You got it. Minnesota Vikings. What's the name of the trophy for the winner of the Super Bowl? Easy. The Vince Lombardi Trophy. Which player has won the Super Bowl MVP, Most Valuable Player, 3 times? Joe Montana. I used to love watching Joe Montana play football. If the Super Bowl, we already did that. What team was the first team to win 5 Super Bowls? Pittsburgh. You guys got it. Pittsburgh Steelers, that's right. And which team won the first Super Bowl? Green Bay Packers, that's right. All right. Just one more. What current NFL team has never played in the Super Bowl, and there are 4 of them? Can you name all 4? No, not Buffalo. No, Seahawks have been to the Super Bowl. What is it? Nope. Detroit Lions. Houston Texans. Jacksonville Jaguars. And the Cleveland Browns. Okay, well, that one went over like a lead balloon. Players and fans alike. Prepare for the Super Bowl. How many know what the word fan is the short version of?
Fanatic.
Do you realize if you shouted and carried on in church like they carry on both in the stands and at home and at sporting arenas where they watch these events, do you know what they would call you? And they wouldn't shorten the word.
A fanatic.
But Jesus, who is our first and most important love, it's strange to do that for him. But it's okay to do it for a sporting event. Amazing, our perspectives, aren't they? Our priorities. Players will spend a lifetime preparing to get to, just trying to get to the Super Bowl. And some, most, never make it. Baseball, you have the what?
World Series.
In golf, you have the what? The Tour Championship. And then what's for the basketball game? The finals. Okay. What is it for hockey? The Stanley Cup, that's right, okay. So everybody has their big game they want to prepare for. It all comes down to preparation, concentration, your effort. It all comes together for the final game, vision, focus, and your goal. Proverbs 28, verse 18. I'm going to do this out of several versions. Read this with me, please. The King James says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Let's go to another version of that. New King James and NIV. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. New Living Translation. When people do not accept divine guidance, they what? Run wild. And then the Message. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. Isn't that the scripture? If people can't see what God's doing, they stumble all over themselves. In the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, that's Proverbs 28, verse 18, the Hebrew word for vision is hazoneh, and it means a sight, what you dream, the revelation, an oracle, a something that comes supernaturally. Number one, catch your vision. Say it with me, catch your vision. What captures your heart, your mind? With what are you consumed? What drives you? Who owns you? And what owns you? What your purpose is in your life is seen by what you do and what you live. Let's listen. Paul tells us what is his vision. What's his purpose? Philippians chapter 3. And I'm going to start in verses 7 and run through verse 7 through 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 14. The apostle says in verse 7, "But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord." Everything is loss compared to that. "For whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and count them as what? As rubbish, that I may gain Christ," verse 9, Philippians chapter 3, verse 9, "that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith," verse 10, "that I may know him." Come on, say it with me. "That I may know him." One more time. "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death." Verse 11. "If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead." Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but say it with me, please. I press on. Say it with me again. I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, verse 13, "I do not count myself to have apprehended, but," say it with me, please, "one thing I do." Now say it at the top of your voice here. "One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." Please say it with me, verse 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We've had Pastor Sherry's word waiting confirmed in the songs this morning. Now you've got your wave even confirmed. The upward call of God, being on top of the wave. What's the upward call of God in Christ Jesus? Now watch these few phrases, the last couple of verses of that section, out of the Message. I've got my eye on the goal. Say that with me. I've got my eye on the goal. Where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running. And I'm not turning back. Out of the NIV. One thing I do. Forgetting what is behind. And straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Who and what was Paul's goal? What was the prize that Paul so wanted to possess? What's his name?
Jesus.
Pleasing him. Walking with him. Doing what Jesus wants and spending and being spent for him. I press on. And Paul is saying, when he declares this phrase, I press on, he knows he's not there yet. And I'll tell you in a moment, that's a major contrast with the Judaizers and the false teachers of the day. Paul was willing in humility to say, I know I'm not there yet, so I press on. I keep going. I'm not going to look behind. I'm going to let it all go. I'm going to keep running after the Lord. I've got my eye on the goal. I've got my eye on the prize. I want to win. And I know I'm not there yet. Come on, church. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm not there yet. But I know where I want to go. His name?
Jesus.
Catch your vision. What was Paul's vision? To see and be with Jesus. Number two, live your vision. Can you say it with me? Live your vision. Verses 13 and 14 of Philippians chapter 3. Brethren, one more time, we'll repeat this. I do not count myself to have apprehended. Say it with me, please. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I press. The Greek word press is dioko, and it means I pursue him. I pursue it. I've got passion in me, and I'm up and running. I'm not laying down. I'm not lazy on the job. I'm not running away. I am running to him. I'm pursuing him. I'm looking for Jesus. I'm talking to Jesus. I'm communicating with him every day, and I let him talk to me, and I'm walking with Jesus every single day. He's my pursuit. He's my goal. I'm in the Word of God. I stay in the Bible. I read the Bible. I'm being washed by the water of the Word, a daily discipline. I read the Bible every day. Even if I read a psalm for the day, there's something that washes my soul clean and helps me put my armor back on if it's gotten weak when I read the Word of God and I stay in the Word of God. Why do you guys talk all the time about reading the Bible? Because we find Jesus there, we get strength there, we're washed there, and we're strengthened there.
Amen.
And daily I pour my soul out to him. I keep going till Jesus is done with me. Is Jesus done with you yet?
No.
No. I come to church. Dan is exactly right. You start skipping church and you're gone 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks. You've weakened your walk. You've weakened your soul. The Bible says gather together and don't deny the gathering together. Now, sometimes we miss it. Okay, the Lord is gracious. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about staying away. Again, we've talked about this before. When do the coals burn hottest? When they're in the fire together. Reaching is the Greek word epiketineo. Epiketineo. It means to stretch oneself forward upon. I'm stretching. I'm reaching. I'm growing. I'm going. Why? Why am I doing this? It says, to apprehend that for which he's apprehended me. The Greek word for apprehend, katalambano. Say it with me. Katalambano sounds like a dance craze in the 60s. Katalambano. And it means you take it eagerly. You seize it. You possess it. I want to possess. I'm going to seize eagerly what Jesus has seized me for. How many know when you gave your life to Jesus, it wasn't casual? Jesus picked you up, brushed you off, cleaned you off, and set you on a new path. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
Man, thank God he pulled us out of the pits we were in, folks. And he seized all of us. He said, I'm not going to let you go. Thank God.
Yes,
amen. He says, now, put that same energy into seizing me for the purpose of... Okay, wait. You know, I do this little thing on dogs and cats. They're kind of fun. They're kind of little fun, humorous things. But anybody ever play with a dog with a little rope with a knot on the end of it? Or he's got your favorite pair of socks and it's no longer play? And they don't want to let it go? Be like that. Don't let go.
That's right.
Don't let go. God's purpose, katalambano, to apprehend you and apprehend the purpose for which he's apprehended you. Suit up, show up, then play the life game to the best of your abilities. Intentional living. Living with intent. Live your intent. Live your purpose like it all comes down to this game. And it does.
Yes.
You know the phrase. You've heard it. You've heard the sports announcers when they're watching a team. Like the last game Seattle was in, the first half, somebody didn't show up. Last half, last quarter, much better. Leave it all on the field. Is a phrase that you hear quite a bit. Don't just show up. Come to play. Suit up, show up, play on to the best of your ability. Leave it all on the field so when that game's over, you know you have done everything you can do. You didn't take the easy way out. You kept walking and kept going, and when it got tough, you said, I'm going to keep going on with Jesus. And sometimes I don't like it all any more than you do. Come on. But I always love him. Sometimes it's dark. You don't know which way to go. You're not sure what to do. Come on, Lord. Just send me a letter. He says, oh, okay, I did. Oh, I haven't finished that one yet. Leave it all on the field. None of us know when our time is done here.
That's right.
Be ready.
Amen.
Let me say this. This isn't our works to get saved. We don't do good works to get saved. But we don't waste his work for us either. That's when we then receive what he's done and we cooperate with his grace. We say, okay, Lord. I'm cooperating with you. I don't always understand it. I don't always get it. I don't always like it. But I always love you. I'm going to leave it all on the field. I'm not going into the locker room afterwards. I said to somebody earlier this week, I said, you know, I'd rather open myself to abject criticism for something someone feels is silly than I would look at Jesus and be ashamed for not trying to do what I believe he's saying to do. The world, don't none go with me, the world's not going to cheer for you for going to church. The world's not going to cheer for you for trying to live like a Christian. I remember being on a job, not cheating in my hours, and people really being upset with me for it. I remember being on a job in Alaska as a kid, a teenager, and I bent to pressure and padded a few hours. And within the next few months, I went back to school at WSU and I came under severe conviction. And I went back to that company at my first opportunity at Thanksgiving break. And it was so funny. I walked up to the counter and I said, you know, I was an employee for your company and I padded some hours and I've come with my checkbook to write you a check. I need to pay you back. This girl looked shocked. She went, sir, you don't need to do that. I said, yes, I do. So she passed me up to somebody else and I got to tell them the same story. You know, Jesus has changed my life and I wasn't strong enough to stand against this and I padded some hours. I need to pay you back. He looked at me and said, sir, you don't need to do that. And he passed me up to somebody else. I got to share my testimony about four different times until they finally received a check back from me. And I think we were probably up in the main guy's office by that time with one of his assistants. And when I finished giving him the check, he reached over. And he could have put me in jail. That's what I didn't know would happen, you know. He reached over. He shook my hand. He said, now, is there anything we can do for you? And it was a receptivity. But people don't always respond like that. But we still need to respond to Jesus.
Amen.
We still need to do what he's called us to do. Live the vision, reaching, apprehending, leaving it all in the field. Once we're saved, we don't let his efforts be wasted. And we don't throw away his grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 26 and 27. Paul says, therefore I run thus. Therefore I run. Say it with me. Therefore I run. One more time. Therefore I run thus. Not with uncertainty. Thus I fight. Not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself should become disqualified. I don't want to lose out on this thing. I want to keep going. I want to keep growing. I want to keep reaching. I want to keep apprehending. Paul says, I'm going to keep living like it counts. So I'll forget the past. I'll reach forward to my prize. Now, this whole picture, when Paul says that, he is like an Olympian or Corinthian game runner in his day. He's not looking back, looking forward to the way he's got to race and where he has to go. Remember, the Judaizers followed Paul into every single church, and every time people got started in grace, they would come and say, you can't be saved like this. You've got to become a Jew, and you need to be circumcised, and you need to keep the commandments. And once you're a Jew, you can become a Christian. You have to be saved by works. And Paul said, that is anathema. And it convened, it was so bad, they convened an apostolic conference in Acts 15. And so they declared, saved by grace through faith. Now what's happening here is Philippi, in this section, these people were being barraged by Judaizers. And Paul, and by the way, these Judaizers said, you should follow me. They were great teachers and very good orators, but you should follow me, and declared themselves perfect, the mature ones in the midst. I'm perfect, so you should follow me. And Paul himself stands up and says, not though I've apprehended already, I ain't there yet. I'm continuing to move on. Total contrast with the spirit of the world. And that's one of the things you will always know when a teaching is false. It fills you full of pride for who you are rather than who Jesus is.
Amen.
Paul says, I got to keep going myself. Forget what's behind me. Epilanthonomai. What it means is lose out of mind. Neglect. You know that past mistake you made? Just neglect it. Don't keep going over and over and over in your mind. That past sin that's under the blood, neglect it. Let it die of neglect. Move on. Leave it in the past. Break the tape. Leaning forward. You've seen runners as they run and run and run. You've seen people slack off. Did you ever watch, I think it was a couple of years ago, there was a guy who was in a race and thought he was so far out ahead of everybody, he just slacked off before he got to the tape. And some guy went zooming right around him and won the race.
Was that the skater?
It could have been. Anyway, break the tape, guys. Lean forward all the way into life and break the tape as you enter into heaven.
Amen.
Amen? Break the tape. Neglect the bad memory. Drop it. Move on. Stretch yourself forward. Live like it all comes down to this. Ephesians 6, verse 13. Having done all, stand. I press toward the goal, the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. I reach for the top prize, the winner's wreath. And his name is
Jesus.
Catch your vision. Live your vision. Thirdly, then, you will achieve your vision. The message this morning is called, Keep Your Eye on the Goal. Catch your vision. Live your vision. You'll achieve your vision. In the Super Bowl, one team wins. In Jesus, we all run our race, and we all can win. Thank God. Because the prize is Jesus himself. Are you glad, church?
Amen.
The prize is Jesus. Run your race, and you can win. 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 through 8. Paul finishes up his life as he writes to Timothy. He's in a jail in Rome. They arrest him once, set him free, they rearrest him. And by this time now, Paul is facing his last breaths, his last days. And he writes this concluding section of Scripture to his son in the faith, Timothy. He says, I've fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Look at it out of the New Living. I have fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I have, say it with me please, remained faithful. And now, the prize awaits me. The crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. Out of the Message. This is the only race worth running. I've run hard right to the finish. Come on, say that phrase with me. I've run hard right to the finish. Believed all the way. All that's left now is the shouting.
Hallelujah.
God's applause. I love that, don't you? You can imagine the cheering throngs in heaven welcoming you home, ushering you into the presence of the Lord, and he's saying, all that's left, I've done it, I've done what God's called me to do. All that's left is the shouting, the applause of God. Depend on it, says in the Scripture. He's an honest judge. He'll do right not only by me, but by everyone eager for his coming. The most important words as we finish this life will be seeing Jesus face to face as he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And if you're anything like me, sometimes you'll stop and you'll think, well, you know, yeah, but Lord does that. He's going to look at you and go, I don't see anything. It's under the blood.
Amen.
That Jesus shed for you on the cross of Calvary. But Lord, I lied when I was a kid. Well done. Thou good and faithful servant. And I look at you, and I look at me, and he said, welcome home.
Hallelujah.
Welcome home. Press on. Reach for your prize. Catch your vision. Live your vision. Achieve your vision. Church, keep your eye on the goal.
Yes, amen.
Stand with me. Physicians, will you come? Kiji. This little light of mine, which has become a great big light. We're going to finish with that again. Father, we thank you that you are so good. that you've given us, the mercy that begins us and finishes us, the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, today we come, we lean into the tape, we keep running, we keep going, Lord. We thank you that we get to catch our vision, we get to live the vision you've given us, and we get to achieve that vision. But most of all, Lord, we want to see you say, well done. So, Lord, we're going to keep leaning, keep going, keep growing. Forget the past. Lean forward and reach out for the prize. And Jesus, we're convinced that you are that prize. We'll keep our eyes on the goal, Lord. In Jesus' name. And they all said,
amen.